And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. The Associated Press is reporting as we speak that the nation has been paralyzed in a way, a little bit scared about meat shortages, and that people are reporting that as of next week there won't be any. But I can tell you that locally in grocery stores, many people were surprised to see that for the first time in their lives that they can recall, there were rations around here, and people were told that they could only buy a few pieces of meat or poultry at a time, particularly meat and pork. Joining us now is Harris Heckelman, who knows quite a bit, really quite a bit, about all of this right now because he is on the ground with where the meat gets sourced and who it gets to and how we get to eat it if you're a meat eater. If you're not, maybe you don't even want to listen to this conversation, but if you are or know someone who is, you definitely want to pay attention. Harris Heckelman is with Chef's Warehouse, and you can find Chef's Warehouse at chefswarehouse.com. And when you go on, if you want to buy anything, just use the code Jill, J-I-L-L, and the letter N, and the name Lisa, L-I-S-A, and you'll get 10% off. And in addition, another 10% of profits goes to NASHES for nurses. So you're doing a good thing and saving money. Harris Heckelman, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hello.
Hello, Lisa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. So, Harris, tell us, what is your job for Chef's Warehouse? How does it involve meat?
Yeah, so I'm a vice president of all center of the plate. So I'm responsible for all of the meat and seafood companies under Chef's Warehouse. So a couple weeks ago, Chris was on talk, you know, who's the founder of Chef's Warehouse, and how they started in, you know, in the mid '80s in New York. I joined Chris about a year ago. My family's been in the meat business since 1966, and I joined the Pappas brothers. It'll actually be 1 year and 12 days from now. Every single meat and seafood operation that we own reports up to me, and you know we serve the finest steakhouses, restaurants, hotels across the country, the highest quality protein offerings out there, and you know that's what my job is on a day-to-day basis.
And where do you get, let's talk about meat right now. First of all, is it true that there has been a meat shortage to consumers?
Yeah, so what I'll give you some facts. So, you know, our industry normally harvests 650 to 700,000 animals a week. 5 weeks ago, we did 675,000 animals. Last week we did 452,000 animals. So we're off about 34% from where we were 5 weeks ago. I've been asked this question over the last 5 weeks, you know, are we going to run out of product? What are we going to do if we can't get product as these plants are going down? And it's evolving minute by minute. That's how I tell our salespeople, customers, anyone that reaches out. The pricing that we saw 5 weeks ago on some items were at record lows as the food service business fell. So for example, a tenderloin used to be, let's just say $10 a pound. When food service business fell off 90%, that's a big item that food service customers, you know, food restaurants use. It's not a huge retail item. It went as low as $5. And then over the last 2 weeks, that same item is now worth $14 a pound. Record lows to extreme highs, and ground beef, so what is considered a chuck roll, which is how you make ground beef, that normally sits around $3 a pound, you know, with a 52-week average. Yesterday alone, they were trading in the high sevens. So it's out of control. Pricing, you know, we'll never see these kind of prices again. You know, unless there's another crazy pandemic, but it's rough, and everything we're hearing, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. There are some big retail groceries that are out of product. We're getting calls from people we've never done business with, but we are a big meat company, and each of our meat companies, we always say they're a family of companies. That's been Chris, you know, how Chris built this business, and each of them were entrepreneurs that started in the business. You know, some as early as the 20s and some in the 90s. And we source from the big four packers like everyone else does, but we also have a lot of regional partners. So as we saw what was going on and we pivoted our business, we have plenty of supply. I mean, we've got 2 months of supply in meat and chicken, seafood. On the website, we've been very strategic on the items that we place. If something goes out of stock, we're either putting something else on there or replenishing it very fast. So there definitely is a shortage, and it's going to be like this for the next 4 weeks. At some point, when all the plants do get back up and running and they can have the capacity, we will see a big run of cattle, because right now there's a lot of cattle sitting in the feed yard because the plants can't produce them fast enough. That's the biggest thing, is because of what's been going on with the pandemic, with the plants closing, and even the plants that are still up, they're running at 50% capacity because they're trying to social distance, because some employees don't want to come into work. So it's definitely rough times in the meat world right now.
We have a caller for you. We're chatting with Harris Heckelman. We're getting a lot of information about the meat business in America. It's stunning to me that on an average day, we kill close to 750,000 animals to eat them. But there it is. Carla from Westport has a question for you. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I just want to let you know that I'm a new client. As soon as Lisa started talking about shortage of meat, I bought enough meat from Chef Warehouse that I'm okay for 4 to 5 weeks. And I got to tell you, I'm Italian, so there are certain products that I go to the Bronx for because I can't find it here. And your prosciutto, the best I had in this country ever.
Really? Really,
I mean,
Carla?
The prosciutto is lean, it's delicious, it's sweet. I can't talk more about the prosciutto. The meat is fantastic. And I need the lobster tails. You have no more lobster tails.
No, they're back in stock. They're back in yesterday. I had 200 cases come in, and I've got another 1,000 cases coming in. We're selling out of lobster tails like crazy, but they are back in stock on the website as of late last night. So you can go order lobster tails.
Okay, wow. I'm going to go online now, and I'm going to buy more prosciutto. And I got to tell you, the service was wonderful, because we got delivery in a matter of 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
I was really surprised. We ordered like Monday, like at 6:30 in the evening or 6 o'clock. And Tuesday morning, by noon, they were here. And the way you package it was great. I mean, all I got to do is take it and put it in the freezer. The product is wonderful. Thank you. And by the way, your potatoes also are very good. And
aren't they amazing?
Cheap.
The produce is unbelievable. See, so I've been doing a lot of produce and fish, but the meat I got, Harris, you need to explain this. Carla, thank you so much, because I don't do pork, so I wouldn't know. That's a first-person testimonial. I wouldn't be able to say that, so that's great. I'm so glad. Carla, that's
thank
so great.
I tell you, it's just wonderful, because I go to my butcher in the Bronx, and I go, you know, and I buy my fresh produce, everything's in the little market in Arthur Avenue, and I don't need to go there no more. I found a new place. And you got the Monini oil, which I love. So I got myself the Monini oil, which I have finished. So thank you very much, Lisa. This is a treasure for me.
Oh, I'm so glad, Carla. I felt that way when I discovered it, too. You know, I would never steer you wrong. I would never tell you to buy food that I hadn't tried myself. You know me with the food. So
I know.
I'm really glad. That's wonderful. Yeah. Look at that, Harris.
Yeah.
Great.
Harris, good job, good products, good service.
Wow.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You know what, Harris? We'll have to have Carla make the commercial the next time.
absolutely. You know, we've always said in this business, it's about quality, service, and price, right? But quality and service are always the first two that are important to our restaurants and hotels. So, you know, it's great to hear the experience you had. And you know, for us, you know, you talk about meat. You know, when you go to a local grocery store, you see that really, really red meat, you know, that, you know, consumers normally stop with their eyes. And what that means is it's green meat. And in our terms, that means it's young. So it's under 14 days old. It keeps that really red color. However, in our business, we don't cut any meat unless it's got 30 days on it. So we want you to have the best eating experience possible as a consumer. And the longer you age the meat, the longer it breaks down and tenderizes. So that's why every piece of meat, you know, the constant thing we hear from our customers that are now ordering the consumers through the shop.chef's warehouse is that the product is such a higher quality than what they're getting in the grocery store.
Unbelievable. And it's not necessarily because... Unbelievable. Yeah, I would agree with that. Harris, you there? What just happened? Harris? Did his connection drop? Are we still on? Harris, are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm
here.
Oh,
okay. I didn't hear you. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Harris? I feel like you're dropping. Harris, are you there? Harris,
yeah, I'm here.
Are you here? Okay. Go ahead. Please keep talking. For some reason, it feels like it's dropping on your end.
No,
I didn't want to interrupt
Carla
you.
Carla was still speaking, so I wasn't speaking.
Okay. Go ahead. That's you. You were talking about the red meat versus the aged. What I don't understand, Harris, help me understand this. When a meat is aged, that means the animal is killed and what? It stays in a slaughterhouse before it's then cut into steaks? What does that mean?
So what that means is, so an animal is harvested and it's slaughtered, and then meat is shipped around. In the old days, it was called swinging beef. If you looked at the old Rocky movies, you know,
right,
you'd have all the beef in the coolers. So it went from swinging beef and carcasses and primals to subprimals. So a whole New York strip or a whole tenderloin. So that will get shipped into our facilities, all cryovac. And just think of our coolers as a big refrigerator. So when we talk about aging, that whole tenderloin or that whole strip loin will just sit in our cooler for 30 days. So that it can continue to break down the enzymes, and then we'll cut it into steaks, or we sell it to restaurants whole. But the biggest thing, aging is a huge part of our business, and it takes a lot of capital. Because if you think about it, in the meat business, we have to bank wire within 1 week of buying inventory. It's just, you know, that's the kind of terms that the big meat packers want to be paid in. Then we're going to have that inventory sit on our shelf for 4 weeks. And then our average customer pays us in about 3 weeks. So it's 2 months before we see a return. But the most important thing is that our customers and our guests have the best eating experience possible. And the way to do that is by sourcing the right meat and then aging the meat.
We have another caller for you. You're chatting with Harris Heckelman of shop.chefswarehouse.com. If you're interested in going on the website and buying anything, just remember you'll get 10% off with the promo code of Jill N, the letter N, Lisa. Gloria is on the phone also from Westport. Hi, Gloria. Welcome to the show today.
Hello. Hello, Harris. Hello, Lisa. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hi, Gloria.
Good morning. Do you have 100% grass-fed beef?
We do. So, you know, on our website, if you go to the greater New York area, we do have a grass-fed fillet option. So we do have a grass-fed tenderloin. We then have a USDA prime all-natural ribeye, and then we've got our regular prime. But for your question, the answer is yes, we have some grass-fed fillet.
Any skirt steak?
Not grass-fed.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely give it a try. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Gloria. And let's talk a little bit about that. So there's the grass-fed and the so-called regular. Is grass-fed another word for organic in the meat industry, Harris? What does organic mean in the meat industry?
So organic's a touchy subject, right? Because, you know, you have to follow all these GAP protocols in order to be organic. We don't speak about organic on our you know, with our claimers, we're very explicit and clear. It's 100% grass-fed beef. So we've got 100% grass-fed beef. We've got what's called antibiotic-free beef, which is the all-natural product. We've got your conventional fed, which is Midwest highest quality, highest grade of meat, Midwest prime beef. We've got USDA choice beef. So on our website, we have a variety of all different beef to try to, you know, people that want grass-fed or they want a healthy antibiotic-free or they want just an amazing eating steak, we've kind of got the variety of options.
And within the site, there are, you described Chef's Warehouse as sort of an agglomeration of different family-owned brands. So within shop.chefswarehouse.com, there's also an icon, a logo for Allen's Meats, which you encouraged me to try, and we bought, and it was off the charts. So that's, it's called Allen's Meats. So if you press that, are you getting an additional selection of meats that you can buy through Chef's Warehouse?
Yeah, so thanks, Lisa. Great point, though. So the company's called Allen Brothers. So of the family of companies, Allen Brothers has been around since 1893 in the old stockyards of Chicago. It's one of the oldest meat companies still around, and it's a historic building. So I was a competitor for 12 years, and I sold against Allen Brothers. And everything I always knew was they had really, really the best meat, and they were expensive. And that's, you know, I always fought against them as, you know, people in sales want to win. And it was eye-opening the first day that I joined Chef's Warehouse and I walked into the Allen Brothers building. The amount of meat that we cut in that building under USDA Prime is unbelievable. 80% of what is cut in that facility is USDA Prime beef, and it goes to the highest-end steakhouses in the country. We've got about 300 customers, so a small amount of customers, but you're talking about Morton Steakhouse, Nick and Sam's, Hall's Chop House, Hillstone, you know, the Houston's restaurants, Catch Steak in New York. So it's the creme de la creme. So we have a retail business that's been around over the last 20 years, and that when you go on the shop.chef's warehouse, you click Allen Brothers, that business ships just out of their facility in Chicago via UPS Ground. It's a huge business for us, and that has everything from Wagyu beef, every kind of prime beef you can think about, veal, lamb, seafood, anything that you don't see on the shop.chef's warehouse, or you want the highest end of protein, you'll get that on the allenbrothers.com, and that will be delivered, you know, via UPS Ground right to your house in a styrofoam, you know, super sealed. I mean, people that get that box, that they're wowed. I remember when Jill got it, she said to me, "I can't believe the way you guys pack it. It's so much in packaging costs."
And it's unbelievable.
And we do that to ensure the product keeps integrity for our customers.
I never saw packaging like that in my life. That's where we got the Chilean sea bass and these 2-inch thick steaks. I never seen anything like that raw in my life. It's 2 inches thick. You can just do that with your fingers. I never seen anything like that in my life. It was, and those are aged and all that stuff too by the time we get them.
Yeah, there's wet age. There's also dry age beef on there. You know, in Allen Brothers, in our facility there, we've got 4 dry age rooms. So when you talk about aging beef, there's wet age beef, which is what we talked about. Just figure a big piece of meat sitting in a cryovac bag in your refrigerator. And then you've got dry age beef. And dry age, we take the meat out of the cryovac. We put it in a room with controlled humidity, black lights, and fans. And it changes the flavor profile of the meat. You know, dry age is an acquired taste. So I like it, but I only like X amount. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It's more about, you know, your palate and what you like. In the Northeast, a lot of people like dry age. So one of those rooms has been around for 35 years. So there's a great smell coming out of there. And that's a huge part of our business as well. So all of that is on the AllenBrothers.com website.
So bottom line recap, what I'm hearing, we're chatting with Harris Heckelman of shop.chefswarehouse.com, is that for the next 4 weeks, there's a lot of price hikes that are not typical to the meat industry, but that in about a month or so, it'll level off. But with respect to your particular company, you've got at least 2 months of inventory, so there's no meat shortage on Chef's Warehouse. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, couldn't have said it any better. You know, for us, it's about not price gouging, not feeling customers that are price gouging. So I'm doing a lot of business with retailers right now, and we had this conversation yesterday. Like, he had to move up all his retail prices, but not because he's trying to make extra long dollars, because he can't control that the packers are up 100, 200% on product, and he has to move his retail prices. So we have product in stock. The website and how we made this pivot, you know, to having our drivers make deliveries with masks, with gloves, super professional, people that are used to making 25, 30 deliveries a day to restaurants. It's a business that we were talking about yesterday, Chris, our CEO, and a couple other senior people, that we're going to be in this business coming out of this regardless. So there's definitely a niche here. Our customer return rate is amazing. It's 49.23% today. That's what our return rate is for customers, which is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's it. That's how you know you're hitting it. That's wonderful, Harris. I'm so happy. And by the way, I do want to emphasize as well, your company's been very generous. This morning off air, I asked you if you had any more meat that you could give to the Connecticut Food Bank, because one of the big stories here is just how many people are now food hungry. I mean, they're going from insecurity to desperation. And I know this from a personal friend who works for the Connecticut Food Bank. And you said that if I hook you up after the show, you'll be able to give more meat.
Absolutely. You know, Chris, you know, Chef's Warehouse has always donated to many charities across the country. And when we started Shop at Chef's Warehouse, it was a big thing for Chris and the organization to donate 10% of the profits to furloughed employees. But we're also doing a lot of food donations because we do have inventory that to move around based on how everything fell off. So, you know, we'd love to be able to support people and, help during these tough times. So, absolutely.
Thank you. Harris Heckelman, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to get to know you and your company. Thanks for coming on the show. You really gave me an insight into the meat business, which, you know, probably up close and personal is very uncomfortable for me, but on my dinner plate, I still very much appreciate. So I haven't figured that out yet. You know, I'm still dancing the dance of ambivalence. I admit I still really like the taste of meat. But in my own head, I think to myself, but if I was a perfect person, I'd be a vegetarian. So what can I tell you? I'm not.
It was a pleasure chatting with you and the guests. And, you know, I would just urge people to go check out shop.chefswarehouse.com, see what we're doing. Yes, we talked about meat today, but we're doing everything from meat, seafood, lamb.
Oh, the fish is unbelievable.
And then, you know, produce, right? We own a produce company that's been around since the early 1900s.
Over the top.
Yeah, so,
amazing,
you know, we're
produce.
Well-rounded between all products. You heard about the prosciutto, the olive oils, the essentials. So check us out. Our drivers will take great care of you all, and customer service is doing an amazing job talking to consumers. And we're loving being in this new business and looking forward to the future.
I'm loving knowing you in this new business. We're all about food. And I want to thank you so much, Harris Heckelman from shop.chefswarehouse.com. And don't forget that promo of Jill and Lisa for another 10% off. Thank you, Harris. Well,
thanks, Lisa. Have a great Friday.
You too.